News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, is launching a public consultation on the National Development Plan review. The Minister joins us now. Minister, many listeners might have their own review of the National Development Plan. They would probably say, too slow, not hitting targets, infrastructure a nightmare, mired in planning controversies.
Many of them would, Shane, and good morning to you. And look, as you know, and I know many of your listeners do, infrastructure is the backbone of our economy. It's critical to the future growth and prosperity for Ireland. And that's why it's important we have this public engagement over the next 4 weeks about how we need to prioritise the capital investment over the next number of years. What we're also launching today is the project Ireland 2040 Tracker, which reflects the over 2,000 projects across schools, social housing, Garda stations, primary care centres, many of which are being completed and delivered right across communities in Ireland. So it's important to balance what you've asked me there with the real delivery, which is happening across the board. And this year, 15 billion euro is being invested in infrastructure. But I take very seriously the feedback I'm getting from the business community and indeed citizens across Ireland that the pace of delivery in many instances it is too slow.
Well, it's more than too slow, Minister. It's non-existent. I mean, we've been talking this morning about that wastewater treatment plant at Clonshock. It's still in legal limbo 6 years after An Bord Pleanála gave it planning permission. I mean, and houses are not being built as a result of that.
Yeah, and the blockages, the delays, the constraints, in some instances, the silos that have developed over many years need to be unblocked. And what I'm doing, separate to the discussion today in the context of the additional capital investment which would be available to support infrastructure development, we have a programme of reform where I've established an infrastructure task force, strong external guidance there in the context of many people in the private sector working in the economy, on really driving high impact reforms, which is all about trying to unblock the delays in infrastructure delivery in our economy.
Huge delays. You mentioned the feedback you're getting from various groups. I mean, there's feedback coming from Una Buckley, Secretary General of the Department of Environment, this morning. There's a lead story in the Irish Independent. We have to choose housing or AI, she's saying. Is she right on that?
Well, I think, first of all, we have a work underway with the Commission for Regulation of Utilities on what's called PR6, and that's essentially the broad multi-year plan that the Commission for Regulation of Utilities have for connections policies on the available capacity within our energy system and grid over the next number of years. I don't think a complete binary choice is the central issue here. I think we need to work with the investment community who want to see digital infrastructure developed over many years.
Yeah, but also, it's not the desirable choice, Minister, but it's where we're at. I mean, I'm hearing, and again, I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm hearing complaints about AirGrid. I'm hearing there's huge issues for foreign direct investment, not just with water supply, but with electricity supply. And I'm hearing, again, that FDI are looking elsewhere. They're going to Britain because they don't think they can get the infrastructure here. So maybe it is a binary choice.
Well, I think when it comes to, that's why we have had a broad consultation as part with the CRU in terms of the constraints that are there presently. But part of my remit now with the as Minister for Infrastructure is to have a really forensic focus on the blockages and delays and the constraints which are leading to the delays that we've seen over a number of years. And that's why we need to get back to basics when it comes to infrastructure delivery over the next number of years, ensuring we drive power supply and grid infrastructure, ensuring we develop the water infrastructure which is needed to deliver housing, but also investment.
They're fine words, but we're not actually getting action on this. I'll go back to that wastewater treatment plant. 6 years after it got plan permission, it still hasn't even started. It still hasn't got full permission. It's still in limbo.
That's the probably most essential work that I'm undertaking. We've an infrastructure division that's been established in my own department we've a big team that's building up a program of reform on the blockages and the delays and the constraints which you've spoken to, which are unacceptable across our economy. And also,
but why are they happening? Like, it strikes me that you mentioned silos earlier on. Is every state agency just looking after their own patch? Do they need to have their, excuse my language, do they need to have their arses kicked?
Well, we need much greater coordination across government and across state agencies. And that's why we've seconded expertise from across the commercial state bodies so that they're centrally involved and we're coordinating infrastructure delivery so that we try and unblock the silos.
So are they just minding their own patch?
Well, I think we need to reform a lot of the processes that aren't working. And that's why when I've been engaging with the business community and indeed communities across Ireland, I've been clear that additionality in itself will not move the dial on infrastructure delivery or housing. We need a programme of reform which questions and reforms the processes that aren't working in many aspects of our economy.
And that's your own department has been
is to really reform the processes that don't work in many instances.
Well, one thing that isn't working,
Minister,
apparently, is in your own department. We heard there was a report on RTE Primetime the other night, authorised housing bodies saying they're ready to go, they're ready to build houses, and they can't get money out of the Department of Public Expenditure. The money is not being drawn down, and this is going on for months on end. I mean, what's happening in your own department?
Well, in one of the first decisions I took when I became Minister for Public Expenditure was to authorise an additional over 700 million euro between for social and affordable housing and also for the tenant in situ scheme this year, which is to support the delivery of additional homes. And that's in addition to the baseline position on housing, which has significantly increased in recent years. So we're anxious to work with the approved housing bodies.
Not anxious enough, it would seem. Their money is not being drawn down.
Well, the money has significantly increased this year, and the in-year position got a significant allocation. And it was the first decision I took in February of this year. Clearly, there's a pipeline that some of the approved housing bodies for additional social and affordable housing, which Minister Brown is working on. But we need to ensure that, and has been articulated, we've seen a slowdown in the delivery of housing in the private market, private market's delivery of housing. And Minister Brown is working on trying to unblock a lot of that in the ongoing work he's doing.
Okay, a couple of quick questions before I let you go. Is AirGrid up to the job?
Well, we need to support AirGrid's work, and that's why they'll be a central part of the capital
allocation. Took a long time to appoint a chief executive, didn't it?
Well, there's significant expertise actually in AirGrid when they are delivering infrastructure, and what we need to do is scale up their capacity to transform the national grid. And I think
is that a no then? At the moment, they're not up to the job.
Oh, no, I think there's significant expertise in AirGrid, but they need to be supported with additional.
Is Irish Water up to the job? Because there's a lot of criticism around government circles in private about them.
I've had significant engagement with Ishgairn since I've become Minister for Public Expenditure. And we need to ensure that their strategic plans are matched with additional funding. And I think they've the capability with many of the contractors they have to scale delivery across the country. And we've got seconded expertise from Ishgairn into my own department as well. And we want to work with the different commercial state bodies to drive delivery across our economy. And I think we need to help them with some of the blockages that are in their way. You've referenced some of them when it comes to the endless delays that exist. And we need to ensure that in our broader discussion, in many instances, the individual rights of particular citizens are undermining the common good and the greater good in the delivery of infrastructure. And there needs to be a broader conversation on that where endless delays are contributing to the impediments in infrastructure delivery.
Undoubtedly. Minister for Public Expenditure, we do have to leave it there, but thank you indeed for talking to us. Jack Chambers, Minister for Public Expenditure there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.